used to be vaccinated contest, your COVID-19 vaccination could pay off big time. Every Friday in August, you could win $150,000 and two scholarships of $10,000. Plus, if you've had both shots September 3rd, there's a draw for 16 scholarships of $20,000 and a jackpot of $1 million. Register now for the It Pays to be Vaccinated contest at quebec.ca/vaccination contest. The sooner you're vaccinated, the faster you can take part. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
The following is a previously broadcast program.
Welcome to the I'm Taff Live Radio Hour. You're tuned in to CKUT.ca 90.3 FM. Pre-recorded in these pandemic times in quarantine studio with your hosts, Anna Basin, DJ Choosy, and I'm Dawn.
Special quarantine tribute to Maurice Ravel's legendary melody and tune, Bolero. We're going to be listening to nothing but Bolero for the next 2 hours, so strap yourselves in, folks, and get ready for a ride.
A piece of music premiered in 1928 and was written during a time in Maurice Ravel's life as his mental and possibly also physical health was in steady decline.
Ravel died in 1932, but wrote this piece of music 4 years prior, but the year before that he had been in a taxi accident and had some sort of heavy head injury. And the last few years of his life, his friends are noted to have noticed his cognitive decline. In modern times, it's been attributed potentially to dementia or to Alzheimer's or to Creutzfeldt-Jakob, close to mad cow disease, but we don't really know. But what we do know about the piece Bolero is its structure and melody are sort of uniquely idiosyncratic in being sort of one long crescendo with a melody which is very long, almost through composed, and just repeats and is traded around the orchestration over and over again until more and more dissonant, tension filled moments are reached, and it ends pretty much at the top of its emotional intensity, a linear crescendo from start to finish. We're starting things off here with a 1974 recording of the New York Philharmonic Orchestra conducted by Pierre Boulez, and this is considered by many to be one of the best orchestral recordings of the piece. And we're going to follow the next 2 hours with many different renditions. We've got 12 lined up today. While researching this, we realized, though, that we actually are fans of many more Bolero recordings than this. So for this Bolero episode, this is going to be installment one, and expect installment two and maybe three and maybe beyond to come.
The unconventional nature of the piece for its time, as well as its iconic and haunting melody, clearly lend it to renditions in all kinds of music. Its influential reach really, you know, smashed down the walls of genre long before they were built, and they continue to this day. We've mined a number of different performances coming right up into the year 2019.
So without much further ado, we're going to leave Bolero to sing for itself. We hope that you enjoy this tune as much as we do and are staying safe inside of this weird time. Truly a tune for these times. Special shout out, as always, to all of you driving in cars this evening, this early morning. Stick around, and thanks for tuning in to the IMTAF Live FM Radio Hour with us once again every 2 weeks here on CKUT. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll be right back.